100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Story Podcast, Weekly Challenge 962. The topic is Lost in Translation, Incapable, Wish, Chainsaw, Too Long, and Full Of. And we got a bunch of stories in, and I should probably read them. I know I keep saying I'm going to record the daily stories and on time, and you know how it is. I've gotten so lazy and tired these days, always playing catch-up, which wears me out more, and have to go back and fill in all the ChatGPT versions of the stories to remind myself that language models are a lot artsier than I am, but that's okay. It's just something to do. If you're going to paint the house, you don't need to be a Picasso. You probably don't want to be a Picasso or a Van Gogh or a Renoir or Degas or any of those names. Cezanne. No, Bizet was a composer. But all these people, maybe you do, I don't know. But I'd rather just paint the wall and have it look nice. Anyway, here are the stories, and I'll catch you on the other side.
This is King at Kinglestad 71 with Last Wish for this week's challenge. Last Wish. It was a beautiful day. One of those days you wish you had nothing to do. Sunny, but with the right amount of clouds. Just take a walk on the beach, perhaps with a beautiful babe on your arm, or two, a nice bottle of wine, and spend it there, watching the seagulls frolic. But he came, interrupting my reverie. About this last wish. He seemed harassed, as if he had something urgent to do. I told him, in detail, trying to capture the images I had seen in my mind. This is taking too long. Platoon? Take aim? Fire!
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is Incapable Wish, with grateful thanks to Babylon 5. Victoria von Bingenham Schlossberg Osttaler Hosweis was the 15th Matron Supreme, only 6 years old. One day she was wandering in the Imperial Gardens when she came upon a rose bush. Why aren't there flowers? She asked. The general accompanying her replied, they will blossom in a few days. Victoria quipped, have a guard posted to protect the blossoms. The general clicked his heels. Your wish is law, my queen. A guard was posted. Soon the child lost interest, became old, and died. The court remained incapable of countermanding that wish. So a soldier still stands guard 1,000 years later. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 962, which is a Pick 2 challenge. I'd like to welcome Don Perignon. It's nice to have new voices on the weekly challenge. But I'm wondering what happened to Lisa from Leicester. Did we lose her? It'd be good to hear her voice again. Anyway, here's my story. The locked cabinet was full of mysterious objects. There were no shrunken heads or pentagram amulets, but there were figurines of cryptic creatures and talismans with arcane symbols. Knowing he was incapable of opening the curio, Bilbert said, "I wish I knew someone with magic who could open this thing." Both Mrs. Wienerheimer and Sabrina stared at him blankly. Sabrina put a hand on the cabinet, and there was an audible click. "When I told you I'm a witch, was something lost in the translation?" His mother smiled patiently. "Be a dear, Bilbert, and get the cardboard boxes from the car." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The chainsaw hanging behind the door didn't go too well with the sweet little quote on the wall. After all this time, always. After all this time, always. That could mean something completely different. He had to go. "What are you doing?" she asked. "Nothing, nothing, just looking for my shoes." "Leaving?" "Well, he tapped his watch. Where was the damn door?" he thought. She turned around to grab something, and to his horror, "Is this what you're looking for?" He always thought the sound of church bells would be the last thing he would hear. Nope, it wasn't. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Admit it. You knew I was going to pick chainsaw. You're thinking that a prompt like that is a gift to someone like me, obsessed with blood, guts, and gore, and pretty much incapable of writing anything that doesn't involve torture, decapitation, murder, or cannibalism. Well, sorry for being so predictable. Not that I care, that's how I write, and I can't see it changing anytime soon. If you don't like it, then just move on to somebody else's story. However, nobody dies on this occasion. But trust me, I'll be putting that chainsaw to use in the future.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's a Pictou story for which I've chosen Wish and Lost in Translation. I'll admit I felt a bit foolish when I found the lamp, but I had to give it a quick rub, just to see. Remarkably, it worked, and a huge genie suddenly appeared, bowed and spoke to me in a deep, rumbling voice. Unfortunately, I couldn't understand a word. I assumed he was speaking Arabic, offering me the usual obligatory wish. But no biggie. I fished out my phone and typed, "Make me a multi-millionaire," into Google Translate. There was a puff of smoke, and I found myself locked up in an asylum. Guess something was lost in translation. That's it. Till next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Back in the third grade, I knew this kid who asked Santa for a chainsaw. That was back when it was okay for Santa Claus to show up in schools before all this politically correct and woke nonsense took over. Every year the kid asked for a chainsaw, but he never got it first grade, second grade, third grade. No chainsaw. I moved in the spring of third grade, so I have no idea if he ever got that stupid chainsaw. I read the newspaper from there now and then to see if his name pops up. Maybe he moved too.
That's it for this week's weekly challenge on the Pick Two Topics. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to check up on the text of the stories, links to people's sites, all sorts of other things, although I don't really have all that many links to other people's sites anymore. Can you all look them over and see if I'm missing any? Anyway, the next topic is finding. We're moving into October, where I will probably post one or two Halloween stories and then give up and more of the same old crap from my backlog, and because I'm lazy. I'm tired. Anyway, thank you all for sticking with me until the very end. When the end knows, I don't know. Probably the day that I don't catch up on a Sunday with stories and you're wondering, where did the stories go? Thank you all for listening, and as always, keep it brief.